Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. It's Saturday. It's the final day of Tree Week. If Trees Could Talk, Holly Wharton's wonderful book. And we've come a long way with her. These are kind of extended meditations too, aren't they? But man, they're just so good. So today we go to the last tree in her book. It's our 55th episode. It's Saturday, October 2nd, and we're going to hear from the Newlands Corner U, Y-E-W, of course. The Newlands Corner U. Holly's going to lead off with some comments, setting this up. We're going to hear from the tree itself, and then she'll have some final comments for us. So let's begin. Here's what Holly says. I knew instinctively that the final tree in this book would be the very first tree, and that the stories of trees would come full circle when I revisited the very you that had given me the idea for this book in the first place. It was December 21st, the winter solstice, and it had been almost a full year since I had met the you, but I was fairly confident that he would be easy to find again, although I ended up wandering around Newlands Corner for over an hour before I eventually discovered the exact grove where he was located. It had been winter when I first saw him, and it was winter once again, but somehow everything looked different. It was a beautiful, clear day, but it had been raining all week and the trails were muddy. I tried to retrace the steps I had taken with the group when I went on the forest meetup, but I soon realized I had lost track of where I was in relation to the yew grove. We had made so many stops on the meetup to focus on the smaller details of the forest, and I had failed to take in the bigger picture of the woods. Eventually, I crossed all the way over to a point that appeared to be where we had exited the woods to end up on the grassy hillside. From there, I turned around and tried to retrace my steps to the yew grove. And that's when I found him. The yew stood straight and tall, with a second yew right next to him. Rather than standing next to him as I had first done when I met him, I circled around him and his companion yew before settling in to sit at the base of his trunk. I felt a great sense of friendship for this yew, despite only having seen him once before in my life. It was in part due to my sense of gratitude for being given this project, but it was also a result of how my relationship with trees in general had changed over the course of the year. I now saw them as specific individuals of a community, each with their own personality and spirit. I knew them as I knew the different people in my life. So I settled in at the base of his trunk, making myself comfortable. It was cold and damp on the forest floor, but I couldn't wait to reconnect with this yew. I was thrilled to hear his first words. This is what he said. I knew you would be back. The other trees weren't so sure, but I knew I had given the task to the right person. And I also know that this project, this book, is not what you expected. I know that it turned out to be very, very different. Different types of stories, different focus, different energy, different feel, to what you expected, to what you thought you would receive. And this was an important part of your path, an important part of your journey, and an important part of the story, the overarching story for your readers. Because sometimes things aren't what we expect. And sometimes things don't work out the way we want them to. And sometimes we question, are we on the right path? Am I going in the right direction? Did I make the right decision? Am I where I am supposed to be right now? Or should I be here? Or should I be there? Or should I be further ahead on my path? And this is normal. And this is natural. And this is all a part of you trusting yourself. Learning to trust yourself and learning to be flexible and fluid and flow with the changes, to flow with the unexpected differences, and to trust that all is well, while at the same time working to achieve the things that you want to achieve, doing the things that you want to do, but having that flexibility, that flow, so that when things aren't what you expected, you can flow around them, flow up over them, and envision yourself like the water that rains down upon us, and the water that flows through a stream. Moving water always finds its way. It always finds its path. It creates its own path. There are so many lessons to be learned from nature. In this book, you have learned from trees. And we have much wisdom. And if you were to write another book and another and continue to collect the stories of trees, you would have so many different messages and lessons and perspectives and things that you can do and things that you can try. And it would be endless. It would be as many trees as there are on this planet. But that is not necessary. If you feel drawn to do so, you can do so in the same way that you can, on your walks, reach out to trees, ask them if they have a message for you, and receive their message. And you can simply receive. It does not need to be made into anything. It does not need to be volume 2 of this book. It does not need to be an encyclopedia of all the tree stories. It can simply be a message for you. Or not. You could take the list of activities and suggestions that you have heard from these trees, and you could do them all and cross them all off your list. Or you could do none of them. Or you could do some of them. Or you could create your own things based on what you feel like doing, how you feel like connecting with the trees, how you feel like connecting with nature, or even new ideas of things that new trees give you. You can do whatever you want, whatever feels right for you. There are no prescriptions. There are no laws. There are no shoulds. There are only coulds. You could do this, or you could do that. You might do this. You might do that. There are only possibilities. Possibilities for you on your journey to connecting with the trees, to connecting with nature in all its forms, in all of its realms, connecting with the plant realm and the animal realm and the mineral realm. You may feel more drawn to one than to the other. I suspect if you're listening to these trees, it's because you feel drawn to the plant realm, to the green things, the green spirits. And this is fine. This is good, and we encourage this. But we also encourage connection with the animal realm and the mineral realm, because it is all valid, and it is all good, and it is all part of nature. It is all part of the ways that you can connect with yourself through connecting with nature. And the more that you slow down, the more you slow your speed, and the more that you learn to be still in your life and in nature, the easier it will be for you to connect with yourself. And the easier it will be for you to build that inner trust, that inner sense of self-love and acceptance that some of the trees have told you about. I am so pleased that you have gone on this journey that I sent you on. And I am so pleased that you are sharing this message with others. And I would encourage you, listeners of these trees, to please, please, please share this message with other people in whatever way comes naturally to you. You can write about it in your journal. You can get your clarity and then talk about it with friends. You can blog about it, and you can do whatever feels right for you. But please, I encourage you, if you have felt touched by nature, if there is something that you listen to, please share this message with others. Because the more people that get out in nature, and the more people that connect with nature and really build a relationship with nature, the more we will experience harmony on this planet. Because, as you can hear from listening to these trees, this has very much been about building a relationship with nature in the same way that you would build a relationship with another human or another animal. This is a journey of building relationships. And any stories that you can tell people about building relationships with nature will help others to build a relationship with nature. And the more humans that deepen their connection with nature and their relationships with the elements of nature, the healthier this planet will be, and the happier this planet will be. And it will lift the energy of this earth and all of the living beings that inhabit it. It will lift the energy up into a new state of health and well-being and enlightenment and lightness of being and light energy. We are here and we are waiting. We will always be waiting. And so, we send this out to you as an invitation. An invitation to connect with us. To build a relationship with us. And in doing so, to raise the vibration of the energy of this planet. And as you help yourself, you will be helping every living thing on this earth. Now, that may seem impossible. It may seem strange, difficult, and yet it is true. By helping yourself, you will, little by little, raise the vibration of everything here. And the more people that do this, the more people that step into this, the more people that walk this path bit by bit, little by little, everything will shine. And you will turn up the volume, the brightness of the light that shines across this planet, and things will begin to heal. Wellness, balance, and equilibrium will be restored. This is possible, little by little, bit by bit, with everyone doing their bit, everyone doing their part. I hope you have enjoyed this journey, and I hope you continue to take steps on this path, connecting with nature, building relationships with nature. It has been a pleasure to have had my part in stimulating this adventure, sparking the first step on this journey. And I'm so grateful that all of you have joined me. And we, the trees, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. That is all. And here's Holly's final reflection. This was the perfect ending to my journey of collecting tree stories, except it wasn't the ending. It was simply the completion of a circle, the turning of the year, one turning of the spiral on my journey to building relationships with the trees, and in turn, to building my relationships with myself. I had never really seen my relationship with nature as part of my personal development, and yet I was now aware that was very much the case. The more time I spent outdoors, the more I felt connected to my inner self. I truly believe that the more we connect to our true, authentic selves, the happier we'll be. We'll be walking our true path in life, consciously creating the experiences that we want to have. Too many people are stuck in a rut, having made life decisions that weren't aligned with what they truly wanted to experience. And now they feel stuck, frustrated, even hopeless. And so, I invite you to take the next step on the journey to the center of yourself. Try some of the things that the trees have suggested. Adapt them to make them more personalized for your interests and needs. Develop your relationship with nature so that you can develop your relationship with yourself. As the Newlands Corner you confirmed, this won't just help you personally. It will help the entire planet. Because the more people who do this work with themselves, the more evolved we'll become. Amen.